People chasing the opiate high are increasingly turning to drugs laced with fentanyl, which can cause overdoses so severe it takes multiple doses of the anti-overdose medication naloxone to save a patient. An amount of fentanyl smaller than a few grains of salt can be a lethal dose. That's risky for police officers, both human and canine. So police departments are taking new steps to protect their drug-sniffing dogs. If you're a police dog and somebody runs at your human waving a weapon, there's only one response. You attack. Luckily for everyone involved, this is just a drill. The attacker is another officer wearing a big protective pad so the dog doesn't bite through his arm. But these dogs are ready to defend their handlers, and they're good at it.
These are the best of the best of the dogs that come through the police program, because it takes a very special type of dog to be willing to do the patrol work.
That's Corporal Benjamin Ferrero with the Savannah Chatham Police Department. The patrol work he does involves tracking down and apprehending suspects. He and his dog Dooley also work on narcotics, sniffing for drugs. And with dangerous synthetic opioids flooding the streets, Ferrero says it's now his turn to keep his dog safe.
And they're our partners, they're our best friends, and we ask them to do a lot for us that's dangerous, and they do it happily and willingly without hesitation for us. So we're trying to do as much as we can to protect them.
That means changing how police use their dogs. The canines can still sniff outside, say, a car, to check whether there are drugs somewhere inside. But the officers aren't sending them in to find the stash itself. Ferrero says there could be fentanyl in any drugs the dog finds, not just in cases obviously involving heroin or prescription pills.
It's being mixed with marijuana, it's being mixed with heroin and cocaine, and even in its pure form, it's so dangerous and it's so highly concentrated, people just don't understand the danger that's coming with it.
The equivalent of a few grains of salt can make a human officer sick, and it takes even less for a dog. David Furland of the United States Police Canine Association says he's hearing concerns like this from departments throughout the country, and some dogs have been exposed.
Oh, anecdotally, I probably receive probably a half dozen reports each month of agencies or canine units that have deployed Narcan or something else or otherwise had their dogs somewhat ODing on exposure to some of these drugs.
Narcan, or naloxone, is the overdose-reversing drug that police departments increasingly carry to keep both officers and civilians safe. For people, it's a nasal spray. Furland and veterinarians say that's worked for dogs who've been exposed. But clinical trials in dogs have only looked at injections. And in Georgia, medicine used on a dog has to be prescribed by a veterinarian. So either way, police dogs need their own separate doses of the expensive drug. Ferrero says they're working on it.
We're trying to get it to where we can have it and be prepared for any situation we come across. But it's just one of those things where it's so new and it's happening so fast that we're catching up on the curve.
In the meantime, the officers are carrying charcoal to induce vomiting if need be and keeping a careful eye on the dogs in case they're exposed. Furland says police officers, especially in narcotics, are worried about their dogs sniffing dangerous drugs. But he says, ultimately, that doesn't change much.
Just because there is a risk doesn't mean that we don't go into that threat area. It just means we need to be properly trained. We need to be careful. We need to be properly equipped.
Police in Savannah are working on just that kind of training and on how to respond to protect their dogs from opioids. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.